W280P Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. An explosion at a centuries-old hotel, the Sandman Signature in Fort Worth, Texas. CBS's Matt Piper.
It blew out windows and left downtown Fort Worth streets littered with debris, all from an explosion at a 20-story historic hotel.
The patient count as we speak is 20.
Craig Trojacek is with the Fort Worth Fire Department.
We have not made 100% determination, but we wanted to make it clear that this was some type of gas explosion, and we're still working on the details of that to figure out what all caused that.
Several people were trapped in the basement. A restaurant in the building had been under construction. Matt Piper, CBS News.
At least 21 injured now. One person took themselves to the hospital. After a door panel came off an Alaska Airlines flight, Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes have been grounded for inspection. And United Airlines says it has found loose bolts on several of its grounded planes. CBS's Chris Van Cleef.
United and Alaska are two of Boeing's best customers, so you have hundreds of their flights being canceled daily. You also have a bigger issue. You have a Boeing stock price down sharply on Wall Street, and this comes at a time when they've been dealing with quality control issues for some time and are looking to ramp up production of the 737 MAX, which is a cash cow for Boeing.
A scare earlier at an exterior gate at the White House complex. Secret Service spokesman Anthony Guglielmi says a vehicle collided with the gate and the driver is now in custody. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is still in the hospital but out of the ICU after being admitted last week. The secrecy surrounding the situation is causing concern in Washington, but CBS's Weijia Zhang reports.
Even though we are hearing all of these concerns about lack of transparency, we have also learned that the president is not considering firing Austin and is still fully supportive of his Secretary of Defense, which a lot of Republicans, especially on Capitol Hill, are taking issue with because they are calling for his resignation.
A winter storm is bearing down on the Midwest, where portions of Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan, and Indiana are in for several inches of snow into tomorrow. Northeast is just coming off of a storm, and it's in for more. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
In New York City and Long Island, in addition to the rain, we expect wind to be hitting gusts as high as 60 miles an hour, leading to moderate coastal flooding.
Next Tuesday marks the Iowa caucuses. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in Mason City, Iowa.
There's no question that the former president is in the lead. At this point, it's just a question perhaps of by how much might he pull this off. He told supporters over the weekend, act like you were down by 1%. Don't believe those polls that say we're 35, 40 points ahead.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin is under a winter storm watch. The heaviest snow is expected in the south and east from the Illinois border to Door County. Places like Milwaukee and Madison might get as much as 11 inches of snow. Green Bay could get a foot. Forecasters say it will be windy, too. Wisconsin Republicans introduced their bill to legalize medical marijuana on Monday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WISN-TV's Up Front he doesn't want to go down the path to legalizing recreational pot.
We have way too many drugs. We just went through a huge opioid crisis. The last thing that we need is marijuana shops on every street corner of every small town in Wisconsin, like we're seeing in Michigan and Illinois. They're not good.
Governor Evers says he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Packers are going to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers held on to beat the Chicago Bears at Lambeau Field, the final score 17-9. Up next, the wild card playoffs, Sunday in Dallas against the Cowboys, kickoff at 3:30. Not a lot of touchdowns, but a lot of offensive production. Jordan Love passing for over 300 yards and two TDs. Running back Aaron Jones rushed for 111 yards. I asked him, how at age 29 is he playing so well? Is it the offensive line, the play calling, or his experience? audience?
I think it's a little bit of all. You know, like you said, the experience, you've seen certain looks, like you kind of know what to expect when they're shifted certain ways or play calling does come into effect, and then just communication.
The Bears had to settle for just 3 field goals. The Packers defense sacking Bears quarterback Justin Fields 5 times. Linebacker Preston Smith.
Man, all the interior guys were getting a lot of sacks, and man, it was getting after the quarterback. We didn't let him get comfortable back there, and we came together as a team. We played pretty great on defense.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with another round of snow showers and lows in the upper 20s. Snow wraps tomorrow morning, maybe an inch, becoming breezy and cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 30s. Another snow chance late Wednesday. Minor accumulations likely, then much colder for the rest of the week. Current temp is 30.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
So anyway, he made a couple Barbie jokes that didn't go over well. And I don't know, but they're making it worse than it was. The jokes weren't horrible. Conrad, you watch award shows?
I stopped watching them a while ago, to be honest.
Yeah. Which ones did you watch?
Kids' Choice Awards.
Kids' Choice.
Nickelodeon. Creepy.
Were you a kid when you watched it?
That's when I stopped.
All right, that's okay then. Did you ever say, I wish that was me?
On the Kids' Choice Awards?
Yeah.
Of course, when I was a kid. Yeah. Of course.
That's pretty cool. I'd take a Kids' Choice Award now. I'm not going to lie to you. I would love a Kids' Choice Award. So, got some birthdays today, too. Some really cool birthdays. It's David Bowie's birthday. He passed away in 2016, I believe. One of my all-time favorites. Elvis died on this day in 1977. Those are two heavy hitters. Died in the same day, years apart. And Stephen Hawking died in 2018. Terrible singer. Brilliant man. He passed away in 2018. Boy, he lived a long life. That was impressive, actually, for all of his limitations. And then some of these days of the year crack me up, too. This is National Bubble Bath Day. And to celebrate it, Conrad is producing the show from a nice warm bubble bath on the other side of the window. Thank God. So it's National Bubble Bath Day. So celebrate. Take a nice bubble bath as we wait for the snow together. That's the best way to listen to Nightlight, actually. Just sink down, plunge into a nice hot bubble bath, and listen. And listen to my voice, ladies and gentlemen. Treat yourself at the end of the day. We'll talk a little showbiz. You can have a nice soak. And we'll talk about National Bubble Bath Day. That needed a day. That's a good one. Career Coach Day. I've never used a coach. It's such a weird word, too. I know career coaches, that's a thing. And they're very helpful. But I always picture them like standing there like a third base coach telling you how to live your life. Giving you the signs, you know. That's what it is. Hire a coach if you're lacking direction. Clean off your desk day is today, and winter skin relief day is today. I guess that means moisturize. I don't know. What is the best way to spend a snow day? You guys got to let us know. 920-264-0606. Would love to know what you think the best way to spend a snow day is as an adult. That's kind of cool. What would you do? Your boss says, hey, work is canceled. That never happens, I don't think, but work is canceled today. What are you going to do? Conrad, do you have some David Bowie queued up?
I could.
Let's go out a little early. I want to hear some, Modern Love by David Bowie. David Bowie passed away in 2016. One of my favorites. This is David Bowie. I'm Pete Schwab. We're going to be back with a couple Bradley Cooper clips that we think are so funny, and we didn't get to them last week. And here's some David Bowie. We'll be right back. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ+ veteran, your memories are important too.
Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. We are broadcasting live from beautiful City Deck Landing in Green Bay from, pardon me, WGBW. Great to have you with me on a Monday night. Let's hunker down here together. Let's pretend we're in a snowstorm because apparently it's coming. And if you're a kid, oh man, is this exciting. If you're a kid tonight, all you're doing is checking the weather and you can't wait. Oh, you want that snow day. Yes, you're going to be let down 99% of the time. But it's fun to hope. And that's our question tonight. What's the best way to spend a snow day? Your boss calls you and says, don't come in. School or work is canceled. What do you do? 920-264-0606 or text us on the Civic Media app. Conrad is fielding texts and calls tonight, as he always does, so deftly. Weeding through the ridiculous responses, of which we get none. I love our... Do we get the best texts or what?
Yeah, I think
they're always
we do.
Like either funny or at least engaging, you know?
Yeah.
They're great. And I'm not just saying that. I sent every listener $20. I saw this today. I want to share this, and I'm going to talk about a little bit about the Golden Globes and what won last night. This is Kurt Vonnegut. If you've never read Kurt Vonnegut, I highly recommend it. He's just a really cool writer, kind of out there. Always insightful. And he's responsible for so many great quotes. Like every quote this guy puts out is at least interesting, sometimes incredible. But this is one of my favorites of his. He says, go into the arts. I'm not kidding. The arts are not a way to make a living. Some would disagree. The arts are not a way to make a living. They are a very human way of making life more bearable. Practicing an art, no matter how well or badly, is a way to make your soul grow, for heaven's sakes. Sing in the shower, dance to the radio, tell stories, write a poem to a friend, even a lousy poem. Do it as well as you possibly can. You will get an enormous reward. You will have created something. Kurt Vonnegut, love him. So speaking of which, it is National Bubble Bath Day today. And to celebrate, Conrad is producing the show from a nice warm bubble bath on the other side of the glass. And do you sing in the shower, Conrad?
Oh, of course. You gotta make it a concert.
What do you sing? Oh, you make it a concert. Wow. Okay.
You know, I have the soap bottle, you know, like a microphone.
Sure. That's an old move. That's fantastic. Good for you, buddy. You gotta record yourself sometimes. You know what? You should do that. So I'll tell you what. One of these days, I will record myself singing in the shower. Audio only, and you will do the same, and we'll bring it in and we'll compare, and we'll ask the listeners what they think. Who has the better shower voice? How fun is that?
Sounds good.
Does that sound good? Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Your mom will call in, of course, and vote for you like she always does.
Of course.
Of course. So last night was the Golden Globes, and as I spoke about in the first segment, lots of some controversy about the MC who, man, that's rough. You get a big shot like that, you know, they throw you into the fire, and doesn't go that great. That's a bummer. But it is about the shows, the movies. Best television series. Succession won best television series. I got to tell you, I tried to watch it. It's hard for me. It's funny. I will say that. It's produced by Will Ferrell. So it's got a lot of humor in it. The characters are very annoying. They're like those billionaires that can't catch a break. I think we're all familiar with those. But it is a well-written and very well-acted show. I made it for about 3.5 seasons, and then I couldn't do it. So, and it's not, again, it's not like it was bad. I don't know what it is. Sometimes with a TV show, I'm good. Even the great TV shows, even like Cheers and Seinfeld and Friends and, you know, Modern Family, Larry Sanders, they're like the first 4 seasons, I would say, maybe 5. are great. And those are the best of the best, at least on network television. They start to taper off after a while. And you kind of limp through it to the end. But I couldn't do it. Past like season, I made it about 3.5 into Succession. The Morning Show, very funny. Good show. The Last of Us, got to be honest. HBO, did you watch the show? You're welcome to chime in at any time too, folks, on what you're watching, what I'm saying. Let me know. Let's make this a discussion. This is an open forum here. It was just okay. I love Pedro Pascal, and the girl in it is great. But, like, it's already been done. Like, The Walking Dead did it and did it well for several seasons. Probably 5. The Diplomat was very good. Kerry Russell liked it. The Crown. People love The Crown. I'm working my way through that as well. I'm kind of late to the party there. But Succession won Best TV Show. Best Motion Picture. Oh, that's animated. We won't do animated. We'll be lucky if we get Best Television Series, Musical or Comedy. The Bear was the winner. Do you watch The Bear? I do. I like it a lot. I'm in this season 2 right now, but it's good. Only Murders in the Building. People love it. I've only seen a few episodes. Jury Duty. Very funny. Conrad, have you watched Jury Duty?
I have not.
You have to watch. It's like there's one person who's on a jury. He's the only one not in on the joke. So all this nutty stuff happens in a courtroom. And his reactions are great. It's a really funny show. Barry, Abbott Elementary, very good show. And Ted Lasso. And one of these nights, I have to do something regarding Ted Lasso. Because I like Ted Lasso. It was warm. It was funny. I get it. It came out during COVID. It was a lovely show, but it made no sense. And I guess sometimes that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes, and people have told me that. They say, just don't be so jaded. Like, it is what it is. And okay, I don't disagree with that. I just, a guy who just won a Division II college football championship does not go coach soccer in Great Britain. And friends of mine say, no, she's trying to tank the team. I get why she would try to hire him. I have no idea why he would take the job. No one would ever do that. And I made my living for several years as a comedy writer. Still do to an extent. It's got to make sense. That doesn't make any sense. It's like, well, he wanted to give his wife space. Okay. Move to the next state. You don't go coach a sport you know nothing about in a different country to give your wife space. I guess I just went into Ted Lasso. I guess we don't have to do a thing on Ted Lasso. I just kind of covered it. We'll see what Kristen Lierley says about Ted Lasso. She's coming up in the second hour. And in just a few minutes, Civic Media's own chief meteorologist. I think she's a chief. Conrad, what do you think? Is Brittany a chief? She should be a chief.
She's a chief.
She should be able to boss other meteorologists around. That's what I think. She's great. She's going to be along shortly. And we'll find out what she's watching. What else do we have here? Best actress, Sarah Snook, Succession. Okay, very good. Jeremy Allen White won Best Actor for The Bear. And again, here I am saying that I don't think we should judge art or make it a competition. And here I am reading all the results, so I'm being a little bit hypocritical. So Brittany will be along in just a minute, and then Jane Matinera is going to join me. She's got a new show on Civic Media called Matinera on Air, and she's great, and she has a voice that is top-notch. So they will be. It's kind of an all-girl power show here. I'm very excited. I got a really fun show here, so stick with me. Let me know your answer to the question, what's the best way to spend a snow day? 920-264-0606. I'm Pete Schwabba. You are listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Brother's got a night to keep you cottoning around.
Our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. At least 21 people are injured, one critically and two seriously, in an explosion at the Sandman Signature Hotel in Fort Worth, Texas. Fire Department spokesman Craig Trojicek.
This was some type of gas explosion, and we're still working on the details of that to figure out what all caused that.
The blowout of a door plug on an Alaska Airlines flight has prompted the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX 9 for inspections. United says it has found loose bolts. Branding expert Alan Adamson points out,
most people don't pay that much attention to what type of aircraft, but once something like this happens, you're going to get nervous flyers saying, well, if it's a MAX on this airline, let me see what that airline is offering.
As portions of the Midwest prepare for several inches of snow, the Northeast is bracing for another round of what promises to be severe weather. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
We're expecting as much as 4 inches of rain. That's the equivalent of 4 feet of snow.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It doesn't happen a lot in Wisconsin, but it does happen. A small earthquake was detected near Crandon Sunday morning. The Crandon Fire Department posted on Facebook about reports of rumbling and shaking in the area. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms it was a 2.5 magnitude quake. Legislative Republicans are proposing a constitutional amendment to limit diversity efforts in Wisconsin. If passed by two consecutive terms of the legislature and approved by voters, local governments and state agencies would be banned from either discriminating against or giving preferential treatment to anyone on the basis of race, sex, ethnicity, or national origin. Last year, Republicans successfully got the universities of Wisconsin to reclassify dozens of DEI positions. Instead of diversity, equity, and inclusion, GOP lawmakers want all hiring decisions to be based on merit, fairness, and equality. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with another round of snow showers and lows in the upper 20s. Snow wraps tomorrow morning, maybe an inch, becoming breezy and cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 30s. Another snow chance late Wednesday. Minor accumulations likely, then much colder for the rest of the week. Current temp is 30.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Welcome back. So, our question tonight, is getting some traction. What's the best way to spend a snow day? And yeah, as an adult, as a kid, whatever. From the 502, snow days are remote learning by computer. It's not like it was when we were kids. Well, it really takes the fun out of a snow day. Oh, don't worry, kids. You can still go to school. Just saddle up to your computer. From the 608, oh, we got another Conrad family member. I love it. Hey, Conrad, Grandma Krieger is listening with me tonight.
Hey, Grandma.
Tonight. We're staying in tomorrow and watching Days of Our Lives, Jeopardy, and Wheel of Fortune, plus drinking the leftover New Year's eggnog with Irish whiskey. Huh. Okay. Conrad's family might have a drinking problem. Here's from the 920. Read a book. Good. Another one from the 608. Carla from Baraboo. It just says from Aunt Carla. That's another one of Conrad's family members. And here's from the 630. Andrew, me to the other Nightlight texters. Wait, you guys are getting paid. I made a joke that we were giving every listener $20, but I'm not Oprah. I'm not here to shell out money to people or I'm not going to give every listener a car and a signing bonus and a per diem, but I would if I could. Andrew, thanks for the text. Another one from the 502, John from Louisville, Kentucky. All right. Way to go, John. 630, Andrew from Vermont. I want my $20. Okay. Another 630. My snow day at work per usual, listening to Civic effing media. Can I say effing, Conrad?
I think you just can't say that.
He's in a bubble bath. He can't hear me. And we'll keep reading these. Keep them coming. What is the best way to spend a snow day? 920-264-0606. Great text. Keep them coming. I'll read some more in just a minute. But right now, I've got a very special guest. She's one of my favorite people. She is the Civic Media meteorologist, and I've known her for several months now. I love her takes on weather, and her newscasts are just great. Brittany Merlot joins me now. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, good evening.
How are you?
I'm tired. How are you?
You're tired? It's like 8:30. What are you, 90?
Oh, the storm has got all us meteorologists like.
Oh, you're working overtime?
Oh, yeah.
So
we don't sleep when this happens.
But it's fun, though, right?
Oh, it's a blast.
Are you the chief meteorologist or just the meteorologist or just the chief?
I'm just Civic Media's meteorologist.
Okay.
Just like straight up.
I just want to make sure I was introducing you properly. So I saw this, and this is what I wanted to. You actually reached out to me last week, but I was going to reach out to you anyway because I saw your Facebook posts. And this is some good meteorologist humor. It says, expecting 0 to 85 inches of snow starting Saturday or Sunday or Monday maybe, but probably not happening at all. Recommendations, stock up on all necessities immediately and prepare for a snowpocalypse or a beautiful weekend. Either one is possible.
It's true.
That's great. Well, what are we going to see tomorrow? What's your take?
Oh, goodness. See, that's exactly what we were thinking last week. That forecast was all over the place.
Really?
So that humor is hysterical. No, but now we're looking at a general, if you're in that winter storm warning, expect 5 to 8 inches.
Honestly. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I know the Fox Valley. I've lived there, you know, a couple of years.
Yeah.
They like to miss out on a lot.
Do they? Because it seems like we've been getting a lot of snow here, like compared to other parts of the state. Am I wrong about that?
I mean, we always get in the warnings and we'll get some big high accumulation expectations and then it doesn't pan out. So, you know, maybe it'll be on the lower end of that 5 to 8.
So
okay. Just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. But the target where we're going to see a lot of snowfall is definitely Prairie du Chien, Richland Center, Madison area, even up towards the Dells. But I think it's going to kind of pitter patter out a little bit up towards the Fox Valley, but it still has the potential, especially with how long it's going to last.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, it's like all day and I'm still seeing 6 to 7 inches up here, but I'm hoping that that doesn't happen at all. Cause I don't like snow. You love snow, don't you?
I am a snow lover. I want 2 feet of snow, to be honest with you.
No, I don't think
so. This is nothing to me.
This is nothing.
Let's double it.
You could do this in your sleep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, the first bigger snow, we got to remember how to drive again.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know what, you know, and isn't this supposed to be like an El Nino year too? I thought we were supposed to get very little snow. Am I wrong about that? Or
we're supposed to get under average. I mean, we started off terrible, so we're still under average.
Okay.
Even with this, we're still good.
So
still fitting the El Nino criteria, but I don't know how scientific you want me to get, but there's
go for
a different,
it.
All right. There's an Arctic oscillation. I'm going to get nerdy on you guys.
All right. Weather nerd. Here we go.
Right. It's the one that holds all the polar cold air up to towards the poles and keeps it away from us. Well, it's starting to weaken and loosen and wobble. And that's how we get the system and the snow and a little bit of cold snap behind it. Just we're expecting that as well. Highs into the teens, lows near zero after this.
Wow. You know what? Your 5-day forecasts are so much better than mine.
What were you thinking?
80s and sunny. That's what I just, and I'm fair skin. I freckle. But I still like the warm weather. So is tomorrow going to be?
I have a question.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
All right. So, you don't like the snow that much. So
right.
Would you not mind it then if you had a foot of snowfall come at you?
Okay.
This all pans out, right? And it was 80 tomorrow and it melted. Would you be all right with it then?
Yeah, I would.
You would.
That's okay. Kind of a nice give and take, actually. That's a universe where Brittany and Pete can both be happy, I think.
Gotta find a middle ground.
Gotta find a middle ground. I wish more people would ask me for advice, honestly. Very few people do. So I'm not, you kind of caught me off guard there. Will tomorrow or Friday be worse? Because we're supposed to get more snow on Friday as well.
Oh, look at you, the hard hitting question.
I promised I wouldn't go into your personal life and try to make you cry. I'm just trying to help you. I'm trying to provide a service here to my listeners.
All right. So I have been so focused on this first one, right? The second one, obviously the track can change too, but it's looking to hit just as hard.
Really? Yeah. Oh man. With more snow or less, or what are we looking at?
I would say the same or less.
The same or less. Wow.
At this point in time.
All right. So did you hear me say what our question was tonight? What is the perfect thing to do? Perfect way to spend a snow day? I assume you'll be outside, but what would you do?
First thing I do on a snow day is make a snow angel, 100%.
And put it on social media?
Yeah. You got to get in the snow. Have a fistful of snow. Eat some. Make sure it's not yellow.
Ideally.
Sledding.
Sledding is good.
I hope you guys got your sleds. Today was the day to prepare, to go to the store, to get the sleds so you can have some fun.
So I want to ask you what you do. Like, you're a snow lover. You love winter. You're very outdoorsy. We'll get to that. But what... just so I can get this out of the way, if people are listening and really want to know, like, what is happening, where can they go? Can they go to a civic media spot to find out more, or your page, or tell us where to go?
Oh, it's so cool. I would download the civic media app, right?
Yeah.
So when you go and you download that, you can see all the stations and all the different locations. So no matter where you are, you're going to get up-to-date news reports. You're going to get the weather report up-to-date. We're on top of that constantly. So I don't know. It's right there for you.
Perfect.
Right away.
Very
road
well
conditions,
said.
Road conditions, everything.
Road conditions too.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I'm talking with Brittany Merlot. She is the civic media meteorologist, not chief meteorologist, something to shoot for, but not yet. Or you don't want me to say that because you're humble. So what do you do? What do you do in the snow? I'm sure a lot of people listening love the winter as opposed to me. What do you do during the winter when you get snow like this? What's the best thing to do?
Oh, cross-country skiing.
Yeah.
Snowmobiling.
Okay.
One of the two. Depends how much you're getting.
Yeah.
You have a base. So.
That's very cool. Okay. So what can we look forward to for the next month, would you say, in terms of weather in this supposed El Nino year?
Well, a whole month ahead. Goodness gracious. But I'd say we're pretty active for the next 2 weeks. So a few shots of
snow
are definitely
here. Give me your
100-day
outlook, Brittany. Can you do that for the listeners? Your 100-day forecast.
If you're in the snow belt, you'll get about 200 inches of snowfall. The rest, TBD.
All right, that's fair. So what I do on this show, Brittany, as you know, I talk about TV and movies. I love to talk about what people are watching. You insist you don't watch TV. I don't know if I trust people like you, but let's say you have a night into yourself, you're not out making snow angels, and you sit down in front of your color television, what's Brittany Merlot putting on?
Netflix.
Okay.
I guess.
Just whatever anything
pops
on Netflix?
Up there.
Okay.
I'm just more of, I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
So to dedicate that much time to a movie, I struggle with.
Okay.
So I'm more of a stand-up comedy or
I've
put on those, this is terrible, the dating shows just because it's so mindless. Sometimes
I just
need to clear my mind and have something on in the background and I know the lyrics to every song. I'm usually a music person.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. Let's do a deep
dive. I'll jam to the music.
Yeah. Okay. So you said jokingly before, you said, I don't watch TV because I'm always gone on the weekend. What do you do on the weekends? I mean, I think that's excellent. It's probably better than watching TV, but what do you do? Where do you go every weekend?
Anywhere. Anywhere. I'll go north. I'll go south. I have family in Illinois, so I like to go visit them. It's important. Family's very important. Okay. So most of the time it's south, but a lot of the time, if I can, I love going up to Lake Superior area, the UP, Duluth, all that kind of stuff. I'm an outdoorsy girl. Give me the woods.
Give me the woods. All right.
I like the city too, but I grew up near a city. So, I mean, Milwaukee's beautiful. It is.
So we're okay. So let's do this. You love outside. You love Wisconsin. What's the best winter spot in Wisconsin for Brittany Merlot?
Oh gosh, it is so tough. I'm gonna go with
Mount Rib.
Do I say that just because I live here? No, I'm gonna go with honestly Hurley, only because I like the snowmobile trails.
Oh, nice.
Or Minocqua, Eagle River.
And you do all that? You snowmobile and everything?
Oh, yeah.
You got your own sled?
I used to. Sold it a couple of years ago, but look, I'm in the market for another one.
Okay, here's what you do. I got a great recommendation for you and everyone listening right now. I host another show, too, where I talk about movies. There was a guy on the show a few years ago who made a film called Wild Bill's Run. And it's about a bar owner north of the Twin Cities who's a big snowmobiler. He's this big, burly dude with a big beard, no mustache, before that was popular. In the 70s, I'm talking here. And he got like six guys together, and they were going to try to snowmobile from central Minnesota or north of the Twin Cities to Russia in the 70s.
Oh, my goodness.
They went directly north. Honest to God, they almost froze to death. I think they ran out of supplies or something, had to be rescued. They went back out the next year more prepared. So where their adventure ended was they were going over the ocean to Greenland. And said the water was so choppy and the ice was broken up. They were almost going underwater and they had to be rescued again, but they almost made it. It is a fascinating documentary. It's like an hour long. It's called Wild Bill's Run. If you or anyone listening loves snowmobiling, I'm telling you, Wild Bill's Run. And the director's a really cool guy. And it's just a fascinating story. And then this guy, Wild Bill, disappeared. He was supposedly a drug runner and he would fly planes into Mexico. And he just disappeared off the face of the earth. Nobody knows what happened to him.
Like interesting.
Like a larger than life character. It's really good.
Oh, I love it. I'll have to watch this.
That will bring you home to TV, Brittany.
Perfect. Need this. I need to be on your show more often just so I have recommendations of what to watch.
I'm trying to provide a service here as you do with weather. Yours is a little more important, but that's okay. Hey, thanks so much for your time tonight, Brittany. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Keep us posted on the app.
Will do.
All right.
Drive safe tomorrow and have fun.
Thanks. You too. That's Civic Media's Brittany Merlot, and she is never wrong about weather, folks. So, I don't know. Bundle up. Get some supplies. Conrad, are you ready for tomorrow?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think.
Got some canned goods?
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's always just about always right about the weather. And I'm fascinated by weather just because, I don't know, since I've been back in Wisconsin, I can't stop checking the weather. Because you get used to, like, when you live in a warm weather climate where it's like 70, 75 and sunny all the time, you just don't even bother. But I'm obsessed with weather since I've been back in Wisconsin. So here's another one from the 630. This is from Andrew. I'm so stoked for this lineup tonight. All my fave Civic Media ladies. Minus Bride, got to get around wherever, whatever her new gig is. Yeah, you're not kidding, Andrew. We've already got Brittany Merlot, Jane Matinera is coming up, and then Kristen Lyerly. It's a fun show. And we've got some David Bowie we're bringing too. Conrad, play us out with Little Bowie. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. The loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Best performance by an actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. Paul Giamatti in The Holdovers. I have not seen it yet. Heard very good things. Matt Damon was also nominated for the movie Air. I got to tell you, I loved Air. If you like, the movie was about how they designed the Air Jordan shoe for Michael Jordan and how the company wooed Jordan to come with them as opposed to going to Converse or Adidas. It was a coup for Nike. Phil Knight, the company was still kind of new, mostly known for running shoes, I believe. It's been a few months since I've seen the film. And what I like about it is they show Matt Damon's character reaching out to the Jordan family and doing everything he can to land this contract for Nike with Michael Jordan, who was just a rookie at the time. And what I also love about it, a choice by the filmmakers to never show Michael Jordan. They always show him from the back or the side. He'll nod. But in the film, his parents do most of the talking because he was like, 19, maybe 20. But I really liked Air. But Paul Giamatti won for The Holdovers. I still haven't seen it yet. That is definitely on my list to see. Actress in a motion picture, musical, or comedy. Best performance, Emma Stone. Poor Things. I think Matt Miller was here a couple weeks ago and was raving about Poor Things. I still have not seen it. She beat Margot Robbie for Barbie, Natalie Portman for May, December, Jennifer Lawrence, No Hard Feelings. That's a big win. Again, I don't condone awards. I don't think you can judge a piece of art against another piece of art. It's so subjective. But here I am talking about it because it is fun to talk about. You could just say they're all nominated. They're all great movies. Because it just seems strange to say, you know. Now, when Conrad and I record ourselves singing in the shower separately, we will bring them in and we will let the audience judge. And that will be fun. And that, Conrad, is Art Buddy. And we are going to engage the listeners something fierce that night. We might have to pay them $20 a pop to come back after they hear us sing in the shower. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, best performance by an actor in a television series, musical, or comedy. Jeremy Allen White, The Bear. Love The Bear. I think I read that one already. And then best screenplay. No, let's not do screenplay. Kieran Culkin for Succession. Best performance by an actor in a TV series. That, I don't know. That's an interesting one. He beat out Gary Oldman, Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us, HBO's The Last of Us, Jeremy Strong in Succession. Another Succession actor. Brian Cox from Succession. Three Succession actors nominated. Kieran Culkin brings home the prize. Okay. He's fine. Again, what set him apart? I think Jeremy Strong has the most to do as an actor on that show, personally. And Dominic West from The Crown. Dominic West is a great actor. He was on The Wire, which is a great show. I've watched The Wire all the way through twice. 8 seasons. It's time consuming. That's what I do. See, I'm not out like Brittany Merlot, snowmobiling, seeing the world via the snowshoe. I respect people that do, but I'd rather sit inside. Is that wrong? Conrad, is that wrong?
No.
No? What are you going to say? Just here trying to make me feel better. I appreciate it. So today is David Bowie's birthday. You know, we didn't get any Elvis. We should have probably clipped a little bit of Elvis to play or some Stephen Hawking.
Yes.
But we do have, okay, last week was Bradley Cooper's birthday. He was the star of, he was in Wedding Crashers, The Hangover, Silver Linings Playbook, and most recently Maestro. He was nominated for Best Director for Maestro and did not win it. You know, and Maestro was fine. Just a biopic. It was up for Best Motion Picture Drama. Oppenheimer won. I don't disagree with that, at least not as it pertains to Maestro. But Brad Cooper, I believe, was also nominated for Maestro as Best Actor. He did not win either. And that's got to be frustrating. Not that you expect to win, but the movie he put together about Leonard Bernstein's life, I mean, it's impressive, and the makeup, and he sounded just like him. Like, and I'm sure it was in the back of their minds was Bradley Cooper's going to win an Oscar, but yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what happens when Oscars come along. The movie I thought was just okay. I liked it. Didn't love it. Christopher Nolan won Best Director for Oppenheimer, though, last night. So, but we are going to celebrate. This is kind of a pick-me-up we're going to do right now for Brad Cooper. Let's play a Brad Cooper clip. Conrad, I'm going to let you choose. We've got a few of them. Pick the one you want, okay? Set it up for us.
So this one is from Wedding Crashers.
I knew you were going to do that one.
It's one of my favorites. But this is when they're playing football. Have you seen Wedding Crashers?
All right, this is a good one. He's abusing Vince Vaughn. Okay. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Ready, down, set, hut, 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 hut.
What we call a sack lunch. Nom, 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 nom.
Man down. We got a man down. You okay?
Hey, is your brother okay?
What? Oh, he's fine.
I can't breathe.
What's that?
I can't breathe.
The phrase man down always cracks me up, as does Owen Wilson's voice. I don't know if you saw a movie called Bottle Rocket. It was like his first, he wrote it with Wes Anderson. They went on to do, Rushmore together, pardon me, Royal Tenenbaums, other films. But Owen Wilson in Bottle Rocket, it's one of my favorite all-time performances by an actor. And it's their first film together. Luke Wilson's in it. If you have not seen Bottle Rocket, I highly recommend it. If you're looking for something to do on a snow day, rent Bottle Rocket. You can stream it now. You don't even have to go to your local video store. Do video stores still exist? I don't think so. So highly recommend that one. But that was good. Wedding Crashers is good. I like that one. Did you see, you obviously saw Wedding Crashers, Conrad.
Yes.
Have you ever
yes.
crashed a wedding?
I can't say I have, no.
Okay. It's risky. Especially if you get in a touch football game. Here's a text from the 920 for our question tonight, which is, what's the best way to spend a snow day? Jim from the 920 says, I also have not seen all the shows. Oh, this is not a snow day one. He's talking about the Golden Globes. I also have not seen all the shows. That said, I was slightly disappointed that Killers of the Flower Moon didn't win more. Yeah, I have not seen it yet, Jim, but it is definitely on my list. I'm surprised it's taken me this long. It's one of those movies you kind of have to pack a lunch. It's very lengthy, but I will watch it this week, and then I will weigh in and see if I agree with you or not. A lot of people liked it, but and it is Scorsese. So anytime he doesn't win, I think people are like, what? All right, so when I come back, we have one of the hosts of a new Civic Media show called Matinair on Air. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And our love become a funeral pyre.
Come on, baby. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7. Save that job.
on 93.5 The Tap.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the